Well, hello there. This is your friendly neighborhood podcaster, Marshall Latham, here to share some announcements from Basecamp with you. It's been a while since I put out an episode here on the podcast. I apologize for that. That's part of the announcements that I'm going to be making. So first order of business, I guess. So this is kind of like a metacast, I guess. This is a state of the podcast address. The story that I promised you from Ken Scholes, If Dragon's Mass Eve Be Cold and Clear, did not come out in December. And it also didn't come out in early January, but it would have been more appropriate for the Christmas time themes that are in the story. Or at least the Santa archetype is part of the story and a holiday surrounding that. I apologize for that. It's a great story. I will be bringing that to you next December. I've talked to Ken Scholes. I've let the narrators know what's going on that lended their voices to that. And Ken was really good about it and said we could go ahead and run it in December next year of 2016. In fact, he was so good about it that he let me also run a prequel story to that. That's titled The Doom of Love in Small Places. And it's a different toned story, but it's a really good story, and they go really well together. And so he's agreed to let me podcast that story. And so in November sometime, I will run The Doom of Love in Small Places. And then in December, I will run If Dragon's Mass Eve Be Cold and Clear. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I have plenty of time to get it done. And so I need to get that done early so that they're just ready to go. So that's first order of business I wanted to get out of the way. Next is, I'm kind of struggling right now with the time that I need and want to put into the podcast. And I don't want to pod fade, and I don't want to just quit the podcast. I enjoy doing the podcast. There's enough people that have expressed interest and a desire to listen to the podcast that I feel like I'd like that I should continue. But I am going to take a break. I'm going to go on a hiatus, I guess, until October. And so it's now February, and I have, a double header of stories that I want to get out before I go on hiatus, so that should be coming soon. I'm not going to commit to a time on that, but that should be coming out soon. I also have some old things that I've recorded that I could put out as a Strewn Along the Path episode. And since I won't be doing anything else on this podcast, with the exception of one other thing that I'll get to in a minute, I think I might just, as I did with Delusions of Grandeur, I think I might just incorporate Strewn Along the Path episodes into this same feed so that I don't have two separate feeds for two separate podcasts. And so everything that I produce now, I think, will just go under Journey Into. And so there'll be, you know, in the future, there'll be Delusions of Grandeur episodes, there'll be Strewn Along the Path episodes, and there'll be standard Journey-type episodes coming out on this feed in this podcast. And so you will probably see some Strewn Along the Path episodes coming out throughout this year. You will also, I hope, here's some Delusions of Grandeur episodes where Rish and I are talking about Star Wars. There's so much going on in the Star Wars universe right now with the Rebels animated TV show, with Rogue One coming out, And of course, you know, in anticipation of episode 8, I have read a couple of novels that have come out, so we can talk about that. There's many things that Rish and I would like to talk about with Star Wars. So that will still continue. I don't know what the frequency of the Delusions of Grandeur episodes will be. But yeah, Rish and I still want to get together and talk about Star Wars. And those are pretty easy to edit and put together, and we take turns doing that. So we should be able to facilitate getting some Delusions of Grandeurs out. And, you know, we're kind of hoping to do more of those this year. So we'll just see how that goes. We might just have to plan it out a little bit so that they come out more frequently and we talk about more things. So even though I'm going on hiatus, I am not going away. You'll still hear from me occasionally, whether it's a Strewn Along the Path or a Delusions of Grandeur episode. But as far as prepping for radio shows or doing full cast audio productions of short stories, I won't be doing that for a while. And there's so much that I'd like to do and want to do. And as I read things or hear about things, I get excited about, oh, I can put that out on my podcast. That would be so great. And it would be. And, you know, hopefully it will be. But at this point, I need to kind of take a break, kind of gather up my things and evaluate how I want the podcast to proceed and be more organized and put things in place and hopefully hit the ground running in the fall. My plan is to officially make the Edgar Allan Poe month October, since those themes seem to go together. As you may or may not know, I started out doing it in August. No, I started out doing it in January because Edgar Allan Poe's birthday is in January, so I thought that would work well. This year, I ended up doing it more around July and August, mostly in August, I think, just because I got behind. And so anyway, I still want to do Edgar Allan Poe stories and have an Edgar Allan Poe month. And so hopefully you're looking forward to that. Hopefully I won't lose my audience in that. Hopefully I can put enough stuff out in between so that people won't just go away and dismiss this podcast. And if they do, I'm sorry. There's not much I can do about it. So why am I going away? You know, like I said, there is some just life stuff. There's a lot going on at my work right now and I need to focus on that. You know, with 4 kids at home and a family and a wife and just, you know, trying to do things. I'm involved in the Boy Scouts and other things. And I've also been involved with a group of audio producers and story creators in a massive fiction project. Project is too small of a word, I guess. A massive media campaign led by Ed Greenwood, who is known for starting the Dungeons & Dragons Forgotten Realms books. But he's a fantasy author that's been around for a long time. And he's created this massive campaign of books and art and possibly television shows, who knows what, regarding a bunch of shared world anthologies. So over the course of the next 8 to 10 years, these worlds will be created. Currently, the first world has already rolled out in the form of novels, and it's the Hellmaw series of books and media. And Dave Robeson is part of that group, and he has been put in charge of many things, but one of the main things that Dave is in charge of is the audio production group for this Onder Librum campaign. And he asked me to come aboard. He's, you know, heard a lot of the productions that I've done, the Tim Pratt audio book, The Nex that I did. He was involved in that, and he's heard that. And, you know, he's heard the podcast over the years, the different productions that I've done. And he invited me to be part of his League of Extraordinary Audiographers. And I've agreed to do that. And I've been having fun you know, meeting with different people, planning for what we want to do in the form of audio fiction in all of these many worlds in the Ander Librem universe, I guess you'd call it. So we've been working on scripts and we've been working on audio productions that will be coming out soon. And so I'm excited about that. It's an exciting creative outlet for me. I get to not only exercise my audio production muscles, but I also get to exercise my writing muscles and my creative, well, it's all creative, but you know, the writing and the audio production and putting that all together into audio dramas. And it's an exciting thing. And so that's drawn some time away and some attention away, I guess, from the podcast. And, you know, mixing that in with all the other things that are going on that I need to focus on has led me to fall down a little bit on the podcast here. So I'm sorry about that. Like I said, I don't want it to go away. I feel that it's something personal for me to do. I think it's something that is my own. You know, it's not part of a larger campaign or universe like Ander Librem. It's my own little place where I can come and a group of us can get together and go on journeys together. And we can talk about Star Wars and we can just enjoy each other's company. And so I don't want to lose that, but I need to regroup. I need to figure out how to do that and still do the other things that I want to do. And we'll see where it goes from there. So I'm not going away. Don't worry. Maybe is that it? I've talked way longer than I planned to. This was just going to be a quick little announcement from Basecamp talking about some of the basic things going on. Oh, I can't forget. I am going to run a podcast, or I am going to run a writing contest for the podcast. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. I enjoy being part of writing contests, the challenge of writing and the different things that could happen. And the different things that I can create. I love providing an atmosphere where other writers can come and join and write and be part of something else. And so I'm going to run the Journey Into Writing Contest. And I've come up with some rules and some guidelines for you. And so let's get into that right now, and I'll send reminders out as needed in the future. So see, even though I say I'm going away, I'm really not going away. I do want to keep things going. So let's get into these contest rules. Here we go. So for this contest, I will open submissions. No, let's talk about what to write first. So here's what I want. So every story for the contest the title of the story will start with the words Journey Into. Pretty fitting for a podcast also named the Journey Into Podcast. So the title will start Journey Into, and the rest of the title and the nature of the story's journey is completely up to you. What kind of a journey do you want to take us on? And I did some thinking about this, and I want the characters to go on some sort of journey. I don't want it just to be a metaphor, or I don't want it to be, I don't know what else you could do. But you know, I want, it doesn't have to be like a physical journey, I guess. That's what comes to my mind. You know, I suppose you could go on a journey of your mind, journey of the mind, or through dimensions or other worlds or other lands, or I suppose you could go on a journey just down the street. But I want these stories to be creative. I want them to be engaging. And I guess what I'm getting to is when I say a physical journey is I don't just want somebody's observations or pensive thoughts, or you know, just I don't want it to be an essay or a poem. Well, shouldn't say that. Metaphor is good, I guess. Let's see, how do I express this? I guess in the story, in the journey, whatever you come up with, I want there to be, you know, some moving action. I want the characters to do stuff. You know, there needs to be a plot. They need to have motivation. They need to be able to make choices along their journey. Those types of things. Does that make sense? I want some action. I want some characters doing stuff. And I want there to be a reason that they're doing stuff and that kind of thing. Hopefully I can type that up into a more succinct guideline for you on what I want you to write. So, the word count on the stories, I'm going to put it 4,000 words. That is a longer story and it will be longer to produce and things like that. In my mind, I feel that's a fair word count. You can tell a good story in that word count. And it's long enough to where a story can be told, but it's short enough that it won't go off the rails as far as production. My plan is to produce the winners of the story and probably some honorable mentions of my choosing for the podcast. And so, you know, I'm not going to say when I will be producing those winners, but they will be produced for the podcast, probably to air sometime in 2017, to be realistic. Well, since I'm going on hiatus, they will be in 2017. And I might intermix them with a bunch of other things. I might run them all at once. Who knows what I'm going to do? I don't even know what I'm going to do. But I am going to run the contest. It is going to be 4,000 word limit on the stories. It will have the title Journey Into Something. And I will start accepting submissions on April 1st. So that gives you some time to think about it. Maybe even to write it. Who knows? But I'll be accepting submissions from April 1st to May 1st. And so when I say May 1st, I mean you have the entire day of May 1st to finish your story and send it in. You know, right up until midnight. But if it's after midnight, if it's 12 midnight and 2 seconds, it doesn't qualify for the contest. But you have the entire day of May 1st, and you have from April 1st until May 1st to submit your story. You can start writing now. You can start writing on April 1st, whatever you want, but I will accept your submission on April 1st through May 1st. So that gives you some time to do that. You know, I don't know how many people listen to this podcast. I don't know how many people that listen to this podcast would want to write a story and submit it to the podcast. I'm hoping maybe through the contest to generate some interest in the podcast and what I do. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is, instead of just saying, well, your prize is that it gets to be produced and put on my podcast. That is a big thing, in my opinion, and because it takes my time and my effort to do that, and it means that I value your story enough to take that time and that effort. But generally, that's not going to get people to be excited about submitting to a contest. So I am going to provide cash prizes. Well, I don't know if it'll be cash, but money prizes for the pun. So the first prize will get $20. The second prize will get $10. Third prize will get $5. Not a lot of money, but it's something. It's better than a kick in the head, right? So all three of those winning stories will be produced for the podcast as well. And then, like I said, I'm probably going to pick some honorable mention stories that I like and produce those for the podcast as well. And so there you go. There's the contest rules and guidelines. When you submit the story, please submit it to Journey Into Subs, that's all one word, Journey Into Subs at gmail.com. I still need to make sure I can get into that email, but I will make sure of that before this goes out to the world. So in the subject line, I guess, of your submittal, put 2006 contest, all in caps, colon, and then the title of your story. I know that Doonstief has had success at getting volunteer judges to come judge the stories and then kind of tally up the votes for whose story is the official winner, 1, 2, and 3. And then for the honorable mentions, I guess it doesn't matter because that's just my choice. But for the winners, I do want to get a panel of judges. And so please, if you're a listener, if you're hearing this and you're interested in judging a writing contest, then please let me know. I can put you on the list of judges, and you can read all the stories ahead of time. You can tell me what you think, you know, give it a rating, and then we will tally up the votes at the end and determine the winner. So I don't know how many judges there'll be. I guess if you get too many, it might be a problem. I might ask a couple people to be judges. And if you are a judge, it doesn't disqualify you from voting, as long as you don't vote for your own story. So you're going to have to rely on other people to vote for your story. And I'll keep track of who's voting for what stories. And so please don't use a synonym, you know, and try to fake out the system and vote for somebody else's story that's actually your story. I'll probably find out and I won't be happy about it. It'll make the whole experience kind of a negative thing, which I don't want. And even if I don't find out, it's just dishonest. Don't do it. Make it fun. This is a fun thing. So if you want to be a judge, let me know, please. And I can put you on the list of judges and we'll see what happens. I probably, if you are a judge, you won't receive any stories until after May 1st. And then I'll probably put them in a Dropbox folder and give all the judges access to that Dropbox folder. And you can go read the stories and rate every one of them. I guess that's the other thing. If you're going to be a judge, you have to read and rate all of the stories. So if you're up for that, awesome. Let me know. Let's see. Is there anything else? I guess not. The winners, I guess, will be announced on the podcast. They'll be announced on the blog. They'll be announced by individual emails to the winners and the honorable mentions. So there you go. So what have we talked about today? We've talked about my failure to produce what I said I was going to do for my Of the Ken Skolls Christmas story. But you will be getting that story plus another one at the end of this year. We've talked about my involvement with Under Librem, talked about me going on hiatus, but also still providing content in the form of Delusions of Grandeur and Strewn Along the Path episodes at some random schedule of releasing. And we've talked about this contest. This is going to be a fun contest. Journey into. What are you going to journey into? Write it up. Let me know. All right, I've blathered on enough. This is a lot longer than I had planned. But hey, hopefully you're excited about things. Hopefully you feel a little bit more informed and I haven't just forgotten about this podcast and its listeners. I really do enjoy doing this. So I will let you be. In the meantime, stay safe out there and journey on! Am I not recording? Oh, I am recording. Fantastic.